over to the United States now, where President Trump has nominated a replacement for the Supreme Court Justice after the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. A social conservative, Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation is expected to cause bitter divide between Republicans and Democrats. Also this week, there's going to be a series of diplomatic visits. The Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Coveney, is due in Washington tomorrow, while the US Special Envoy to Northern Ireland, Mick Mulvaney, is expected here for the first time. And there's also the first presidential debate coming up on Tuesday night. We'll speak to our Washington correspondent Brian O'Donovan about all this in a moment. But first, here's President Trump last night endorsing Amy Coney Barrett.
Judge Barrett was confirmed to the Circuit Court 3 years ago by a bipartisan vote. Her qualifications are unsurpassed, and her record is beyond reproach. This should be a straightforward and prompt confirmation. Should be very easy. Good luck. It's going to be very quick.
So, Brian, a straightforward and prompt confirmation. Will that really be the case?
Well, prompt maybe, Maggie, yeah, because it is certainly moving very quickly, and it has to move quickly if Republicans are to get Judge Amy Coney Barrett confirmed before November's presidential election. No sooner was her nomination announced last night and Republicans were announcing the timetable for her confirmation hearings. Hearings before the Senate Judiciary Committee will begin on October 12th and will last 3 to 4 days. That will be followed by a vote of the full Senate. Now, remember, Republicans controlled the Senate, but only by the slimmest of margins. However, it does look like they have the votes in this case to get this nomination over the line. Democrats are furious with all of this. They are saying that this confirmation should not be happening so close to the election because back in 2016, Republicans blocked this very same thing. Then President Barack Obama was trying to get a Supreme Court nomination through just before the election, and they blocked that from happening. Democrats will do everything they can to delay, to protest, but at the end of the day, they don't have the numbers. The Republicans do. Judge Amy Coney Barrett, a conservative, a devout Catholic, if confirmed, she'll very much move the Supreme Court further to the right. Liberals very concerned that she'll favour the overturning of the landmark Roe versus Wade legislation here in the US, which legalised abortion across America. She has insisted, however, that she will be guided by the law and not by her personal views. Maggie, she's only 48, and these are lifetime appointments. If she lives as long as her predecessor Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she will serve 40 years on the Supreme Court.
Now, Minister Coveney's visit, he'll be meeting House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the Ways and Means Chairman Richard Neal, also some officials from the Trump administration. What's going to be on the agenda for the few days that Minister Coveney's in Washington?
Yeah, we're getting a visitor, Maggie, for the first time in a long time. Simon Coveney, the first Irish minister to visit the US since then Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, way back in St. Patrick's Day, just before the coronavirus lockdowns kicked in. Simon Coveney will be discussing Ireland's upcoming membership of the UN Security Council, but make no mistake, Brexit will dominate all of these meetings. Earlier this month, his British counterpart, the UK Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab, came here to Washington to discuss Brexit and to discuss the withdrawal agreement. He got a mixed reception on the Trump administration side in the form of Mike Pompeo. Lots of support, lots of endorsement. Then on the Capitol Hill side, he met with the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, and the Chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, Richard Neal, who warned him that there will be no US-UK trade deal if Brexit threatens the Good Friday Agreement. And immediately after that meeting, the Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden tweeted the same thing, warning that the Good Friday Agreement could not become a casualty of Brexit. So Simon Coveney will go to Capitol Hill. He'll get a very warm reception there. It's not to say he won't get a warm reception from the Trump side, but we know Donald Trump's view on Brexit. A big fan of Brexit, a big fan of Boris Johnson's, and not a big fan of the EU. But before Simon Coveney leaves Ireland tomorrow, he'll get a chance to meet with Donald Trump's envoy to Northern Ireland, Mick Mulvaney, who was visiting the UK and Ireland for the first time this week since his appointment to the role.
And finally, Brian, Joe Biden and Donald Trump facing each other for the very first time in the first of the presidential debates on Tuesday night. It's going to be important for both of them, isn't it?
It really is. Donald Trump's still well behind in the opinion polls. He needs a boost. He would see his debating his strong point. He would see himself as a better debater than Joe Biden. We know Joe Biden isn't the best media performer. He's not the best debater. But also, expectations are low. Donald Trump has been telling us all year that Joe Biden is some sort of bumbling person who can barely string two words together. So if Joe Biden comes out with a surprise good performance, that will give him a boost. The jury is out, Maggie, on how important these debates are. A lot of people have already made up their minds. But if there's a gaffe, if there's a mistake, if there's a problem on debate night, it could haunt the candidate right up until election day.
Well, it'll be interesting to watch. Whether or not we'll be watching it at 2 a.m. here, we don't know. But it's a good one to watch out for this week. Brian O'Donovan, our Washington correspondent, thank you.